Hello, and welcome to the Eve Reader Podcast. My name is Zendane, and this is episode 56, Kiyonoki Pit. In the deep recesses of the Taizi system lies a lonely mining station called Kiyonoki Pit. The station, built 40 years ago by a Kaldari mining company owned by the Yasuyoda Corporation, was at that time the largest mining and refining station of TASC, Twin Atomic Superconductor Crystal, the core component of interstellar communication devices. For years, the mining operation went smoothly, and Kiyonoki Pit soon became one of the most profitable mining stations of the Yasuyoda Corporation. Kiyonoki Pit is located on a huge asteroid, and as the years went by, the mining shafts dug ever deeper into the heart of the asteroid. 5 years ago, the space tower orbiting Taizi Prime received an emergency signal from Kiyonoki Pit. An epidemic of some sort had broken out on the mining station, and the crew were dying rapidly. The tower personnel lost contact with the pit a few minutes later and were unable to re-establish communications. A scout ship was sent to investigate. On its arrival at the pit, no lights were visible on the station and no life signs were detected. An emergency team, clothed in protective suits, was dispatched onto the station and was greeted by the horrific sight of the station's crew strewn all over the place, dead and decaying. The mask of agony on the crew's faces spoke volumes about their last terrible ordeal, and the garish red spots on their bloated bodies clearly indicated that the cause of their death was by poisoning or some sort of a plague. It was clear that the infection had surfaced suddenly and slain the crew in a matter of minutes. The emergency team reported their findings to the scout ship docked outside and then continued exploring. Some 2 hours later, members of the emergency team started complaining about discomfort, and the captain of the scout ship ordered them back to the ship. But on their way back, several team members collapsed in agony. It was clear that they had caught the deadly malady despite their protective suits. The scout ship captain, fearful for the safety of himself and the rest of the crew, detached the ship from the pit and left the station while the rest of the emergency team died on the docking ledge. Thus began the story of the Kiyonoki infection, one of the most deadly and mysterious pestilences man has come into contact with. The Kaldari authorities sealed Kiyonoki Pit off a few hours after the incident. Further research was made with great care, and the results were not heartening. A biological speck resembling a protein causes the plague. It enters the body through the respiratory system and then enters the bloodstream. From there, it moves to the brain, where it germinates. In its advanced state, the protein speck enters the medulla oblongata, where it infects the nerve cells very rapidly. The host quickly loses control over all bodily functions, accompanied by a great deal of pain, finally resulting in heart and lung failure within the space of a few minutes. The speck can survive in an advanced state for a few days. It can leave a dead host and enter another living being close by. In such cases, the new host dies within a few hours once the speck has reached the brain. The speck can also be found in a basic state. As such, it can lie dormant for years and it can survive in extreme environments and conditions. When it enters a living being, it usually begins developing to its advanced state, but this is not always the case. It can also lie dormant within a person for a long period of time. It can also enter the brain and start infecting proteins there, slowly but steadily killing the host by eating up its brain over the course of a few months. This dual nature of the biospec makes it even more of an enigma, not to mention more dangerous. It can be safely deduced that the biological spec was accidentally uncovered in the bowels of the asteroid Kiyonoki Pit is on, but whether it originated there or not is impossible to tell. It is virtually impossible to detect the spec in a person due to the fact it resembles normal proteins to such a high degree. This has led to speculations that the speck evolved in humans or was even man-made a long time ago, but these speculations have never been substantiated. In any case, because of the difficulties in detecting and tracing the biospec, and because it has a 100% fatality rate, the biospec has fascinated both military researchers and terrorist groups, both of which are eager to get their hands on the spec. The space tower of Taizi Prime has today been converted into a huge research facility, where the Kaldari are fervently trying to get to know everything there is about this curious biological speck. Kiyonoki Pit itself has been sealed off and remains in a permanent quarantine. Kaldari police vessels guarding the mining station make sure that no one without the proper authorization is allowed near it. Some 2 years ago, an unknown group managed to infiltrate the security perimeter around the pit on two ships and entered the station. In addition to acquiring samples of the biospec, the group loaded their cargo holds with a highly valuable TASC from the station's vast storage vaults. However, after departing the station, the bandits started showing the symptoms of being infected by the deadly protein. One of the ships crashed back into the pit after disembarking, severely damaging the station and completely destroying the ship. The other ship managed to escape the investigating Caldari vessels, but it disappeared without a trace in an asteroid field and has not been heard from since. Today, debris and dead bodies from the pit float around the asteroid, making it even more hazardous for ships to approach the crumbling mining installation. This, and tighter security measures by the Caldari, have prevented anyone else from making a raid on the pit. This concludes the reading of today's episode, Kiyonoki Pit. Thank you for listening. If you're interested in learning more about the rich history of the EVE universe, please visit the EVE Chronicle site at community.eveonline.com/backstory/chronicles. Copyright information regarding the Chronicles in this podcast may be found at evereader.org/copyright.html. No excavator drones were harmed during the making of this show.